Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. Thanks for joining us live from Studio A. Today, our guest is Matthew Hauk, a.k.a. Phosphorescent, but he also has a band under that name along with him. Welcome to Studio A today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. He's on tour with the new CD, Muchacho. We'll hear all about that. We're going to hear a few songs here today in Studio A, and we'll hear about his beginnings of his music career as well, and anything else he feels like telling us today. Matthew Hauk, Phosphorescent, what's this first one you're going to start us off with?
I'll start off with a song called Song for Zula.
Beautiful.
Some say love is a burning thing, that it makes a fiery ring. Oh, but I know love as a fading thing, just as fickle as a feather in a stream. See, honey, I saw love. You see, it came to me. It put its face up to my face so I could see. Yeah, then I saw love disfigure me into something I'm not recognizing. See the caged call, and I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again, nor lay my face to the saw, nor my teeth to the sand. I will not lay like this for days now upon you. You will not see me fall, nor see me struggle to stand, to be acknowledged by some touch from his gnarled hand. You see the caged call, I said, come on in. I will not open myself up this way again. Cause see the moon is bright in that treetop night. I see the shadows that we cast in the cold, clean light. Ah, my feet are gold, my heart is white, and I'm racing out on the desert plains all night. See, honey, I am not some broken thing. I do not lay here in the dark waiting for thee. No, my heart is gold, my feet are light, and I am racing out on the desert plains all night. Some say love is a burning thing. They say it makes some fiery ring. Oh, but I know love as a caging thing. Just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Hey, and all you folk, you come to see. You just stand there in the glass looking at me, but my heart is wild and my bones are steam, and I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
amazing song for Zula. It's Phosphorescent with us over in Studio A, and a song that's made quite a few top of the list so far in the first half year, NPR, Time Magazine, and a song that almost didn't make it onto this new record, Muchacho, because of its heaviness or hard to play or just because of why?
I think maybe it's heaviness, I think. You know, it was the record's kind of heavy from top to bottom, really. But yeah, that song was a little bit, that one occupies like a kind of a different space from other songs, I think, in terms of what I've written before. I don't exactly know why, but right. Yeah.
But it felt in the end that it should be a part of this new album.
Yeah, because definitely. Yeah. To be honest, I'm fairly surprised at the response that it has gotten, you know, in terms of, yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, the album throughout, and more of the rhythm and electronic textures on this one, and that due to some old analog gear that you had found and started playing around with, and kind of more of an ambient
yeah.
feel.
Yeah,
tell us
absolutely.
About how that happened, please.
I think that just is a product of having been doing this for a while, and I think hopefully getting better at making records at this point in terms of engineering and producing them. So just technical stuff, you know. I think I made a couple of straightforward records, or relatively straightforward records, the last two prior to this one. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of happened around the same time that a lot of people started hearing about Phosphorescent, you know. But a lot of these kinds of things with electronics and ambient textures and sort of stranger production, I've actually been... you know, messing with for quite a while. Since the first record, and there was, you know, four or five records before these last two, I think, that maybe a lot of people missed. And also, I don't think I was as successful as sort of capturing these kinds of sounds, you know. So I think I just got a little better at it, so. Yeah.
And, it's the new CD, Muchacho, and you needed a break. You've been on the road. We're on the road for quite, a constant period of time, and that can take a toll.
Yeah.
And was it at that end of, say, 18 months that you said, I'm headed to Mexico, this is a place I've been before, this is a place I want to finish this record?
It wasn't quite that cut and dry, actually. It was more like I just got off the road and thought that being off the road would maybe fix several things that were kind of becoming a little frayed in my life. But then it turns out that getting off the road didn't actually fix them. So I just was kind of stewing around and all that for a little while and trying to work in the studio, but wasn't really getting any work done. I couldn't really focus on getting any writing done or anything mm-hmm. like that. So, just kind of got down to Mexico to see if I could, just see what was there in terms of, I had these like fragments of songs and lyrics and stuff. I just didn't know if they were going to become a record or not at that time, yeah.
Now, was this a place you had been before that you knew?
Okay. No, it wasn't. It was kind of a very last-minute decision and got on the shortest flight I could find to the most remote destination.
Nice, Well, describe it. Was it a small little place where others
were? Yeah, it's a tiny little town called Tulum. There were others there, but I wasn't really engaging with anyone. I was just kind of doing a real solitude kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's this place where it's kind of off the main power grid and off the main water grid. Power shuts down at dark, and water will resume the next morning as well.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So it's like kind of forces you into a rhythm that is more in tune, I think, with what the actual earth is doing. So.
And did you finish all the songs there? I know Muchacho's Tune was the first one that was complete, but as far as all of them go.
I didn't like totally finish them, but I did. I get pretty impatient. And what happened was after a little over a week, I would say most of them were like 80% finished, you know? So all of a sudden I realized that I had a record that I wanted to get back to New York and make. Mm-hmm. So that ended that writing period and got back into it.
It's Phosphorescent over in Studio A with us today here at WCBE. And he's got a couple more coming up. Matthew Houck joining us. And we'll talk about growing up and what's after Columbus. I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is up next.
I think so.
And all sorts of festivals. We'll talk more after this song. What's the title of this one from the new one?
I'll do one called A New Anhedonia. The call of the night came and we called it a day. The howling at midnight had called me away. Out in the moonlight on a half-bended knee. Said, oh, now cousin, hey, what's happened to me? All of the colors I couldn't believe. Call out now, cousin, hey, are you fooling with me? All of the pleasures now, they're avoiding me. And all this music, hey, it's now boring to me. And oh, it's unbearable then. Find you feeling so terrible, friend. I know you were chasing it up where you had to have been. Well, all holy and wasted, yeah, like a prayer in the wind. Out of my shoes I stepped clear of the trees. Out on the dunes among the towering reeds. Out in the blue we both bowed in the breeze. And all that music hails all foreign to me. Oh, it's unbearable then, well, to find you feeling so terrible, friend. Hey, I know you've been chasing it all where you had to have been. Oh, holy and wasted, yeah, like a prayer in the wind. Oh, holy and wasted, yeah, just a prayer in the wind. So holy and wasted, yeah, just a prayer in the wind.
Phosphorescent joining us over in Studio A, and the new CD, Muchacho, and the sixth release since the 2003 debut, and available on his website, phosphorescentmusic.com, I believe. And tell us a little bit about growing up in Alabama and when you made the move. Was it straight to Brooklyn after that, or and some stops in between?
No, yeah, I lived in Athens, Georgia for a long time. I kind of bounced around for a little while, but yeah, was in Athens, I think, for about 4 years, and then Brooklyn after that. So.
And growing up, what was your household like music-wise? Was there any of it with family members or just yourself that started playing? Self-taught?
Self-taught. But everybody kind of picked around and stuff. There was always a piano, you know, and my mom can play some songs on guitar. Music was always kind of there in a peripheral way, yeah.
And Willie Nelson, you did the tribute. So was that when did you start falling for Willie?
I think early. You know, I mean, some of my earliest musical memories, I think, are being in the family car and that greatest, you know, Willie Nelson's Greatest Hits tape was going pretty consistently. And I love that stuff from as long as I can remember. Yeah.
And so next, after being here in Columbus, you're headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is there a certain special show going on? Sometimes they host music events there, but
yeah.
I'm not sure.
You know what? I don't know. I saw that we were playing that, and I don't. It's some kind of You know what? I would just be making it up if I told
headed,
you.
Headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow,
yeah,
though.
I like the sound of it. So we said,
and
yeah.
Well, all sorts of festivals that you've been to and are headed to throughout the summer and beyond, and however long they go on through different European places
they go,
and stuff.
They go states, Europe, back to the states, back to Europe. I think down to Australia after that.
Nice.
So it's all over.
Is there a pick of the litter for the festivals, or do they all?
A lot of the bigger ones now are it's some of our first time to be doing them. Primavera in Barcelona was a real was a real special thing, and that was, I guess, a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. It's
all good stuff.
Yeah, all good stuff. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew, for taking the time to do this. You can Phosphorescent, check out the website phosphorescentmusic.com to keep up to date what's going on with Matthew and his band. And he's going to play one more for us today. What's this last one you're going to take us out with?
I'll take you out with a song called Terror in the Canyons.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you. I could be the tiger, or I could be the snake, or I could be the fire, or I could be the lake, or I could be the sky bird that's waiting on the wind, or I could be the devil waiting to begin. I was the wounded master, then I was the slave. My hands and my mouth, oh honey, they would not behave. No. See, I was the holy rider, then I was the page. Oh. Then I was the bleeding actor, then I was the stage. Telling me my heart's sick. Ooh, I'm telling you I know. And you're telling me you're leaving. And I'm telling you to go. And I'm not so sorry for the hard mess. But for each season left unblessed, the new terror in the canyons, the new terror in our chest. Now I could be the tether, or I could be the place, or I could be forever, or just a couple days. I could be the morning that breaks upon your skin, or I could be the devil and do it all again. 'Cause I was the wounded master, then I was the slave. My hands and my eyes, oh honey, they was caught in a rage. I was the wounded lion, then I was the cage, then I was the bleeding actor, then I was the stage. But now you're telling me my heart. Telling you I know. you're telling me you're leaving, and I'm telling you to go, and I'm not so sorry for this hard mess, but for each season left unblessed, the new tear in the canyons, the new tear in our chest.